In Germany, the government has ordered its foreign intelligence service to stop spying on journalists. The security service says it was watching the reporters to try to identify government sources leaking information to the press. NPR's Rachel Martin has the story from Berlin.
The scandal erupted when the German daily Süddeutsche Zeitung published an article citing leaked material from a new parliamentary report. The report allegedly says the German intelligence service, the BND, has been spying on journalists by bugging their phones, reading their emails, and digging into their personal lives. They're also accused of hiring journalists to spy on each other, collecting information about stories they were working on or who their sources were. Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman Ulrich Wilhelm said the government regretted the BND's actions.
The Chancellery today ordered the BND to stop all operations targeting journalists that have been used by the agency to prevent the leaking of sensitive information.
Andreas Forster is a journalist with the newspaper Berliner Zeitung, who is thought to be named in the parliamentary report as a victim of a covert BND operation. Forster says a colleague from Leipzig admitted to spying on Forster and his family between 2001 and 2005. Forster says the whole situation reminds him of the activities of the East German secret police during the dark years of communism.
We come from the former East Germany, and we knew what the Stasi was doing to people then. We believed that this kind of spying, this kind of digging up people's private life to the smallest detail, was a thing of the past. But we've learned the hard way that this isn't the case.
Forster is one of several journalists who say they've been the target of covert BND operations. The allegations come as the German Parliament's Intelligence Committee examined a report on the BND's activities. The BND has admitted to spying on journalists as part of its attempts to stop the leak of sensitive information. Wolfgang Bosbach is the deputy leader of the Christian Democrats, part of the government coalition. He says the latest charge, that the agency hired journalists to spy on one another, is completely unacceptable.
This is an attack on the freedom of the press. This isn't what the BND is supposed to be doing, and it needs to be stopped immediately. But there also needs to be an investigation about who carries the political responsibility.
It's not clear how much previous governments knew about the BND's activities. Agency officials say they've been spying on journalists for years. It started in 1995 when one reporter in particular was targeted after he wrote a book that was critical of the BND. Last year, the agency apologized, but Andreas Forster says the BND's words are cheap.
They have said time and time again that they don't do this anymore, but then it happens over and over. I don't know what the effects will be on journalism in Germany. I think trust has been broken.
The German parliament is expected to publish its report into the BND's activities next week. Meanwhile, Forster says the man who spied on him has issued a personal apology, and the BND has asked Forster to meet with the head of the agency. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.